This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 27 universities use abortion specimens. Besides probing the sales and marketing of abortion specimens, a recent congressional committee also looked at the supply side. Three schools stood out. The universities of New Mexico and of Wisconsin had strange and cozy relationships with particular abortion providers. And the University of Washington has long boasted abortionists in faculty positions and the nation's largest fetal tissue bank. Saturday, protests at well over 200 Planned Parenthood locations will advocate defunding the abortion giant. Links to locations near you are at lifenews.com. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. A new article at Public Discourse is blasting new holes in the idea that a fetus is something other than a human person. Author Anna Maria Dimitru drills to the origin of pregnancy to explain embryonic autonomy. That term, embryonic autonomy, is likely to give sleepless nights to abortion advocates interested in merely dabbling in ethics. She writes that clump of cells rhetoric tries to make the embryo not human, but examination shows the embryo does not behave like a clump of cells. In short, actions, specifically autonomous actions, show humanity and personhood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.